Since the last time we updated from Rhodes our rest day, we've gone downhill for the most part and have been staying at the succession of farmhouses with extremely kind hosts. Since Rhodes, everybody's merely told us that the rope on there would be much, much easier. In fact, on the first Thursday back on the road, the roads were so easy that Johnny and Alan arrived at our guest farmhouse, Chesney Wold, at about 2 in the afternoon, having easily cycled some 68 kilometers in only about 7 hours, though the people wagon was nowhere in sight. There was nowhere to turn around, and every time we'd appear around a bend, we'd see another ridiculous loop winding out and up ahead, and all we could do was keep driving. We eventually realized that the white Becky was patiently driving behind us, and we were informed that we were diving up towards the end of the road. Somewhere along the road, Don and I had taken a very serious turn. The farmer, who'd driven behind us on the way up, sent his son to guide us back down the mountain. We got down eventually and carefully had our map re-explained to us. I mentioned that while we were in Slavkans, it had started raining, right? This was a subtle yet important detail to remember, for you see, the roads we were driving undergo a transformation when met with water and become mud roads. The first time Don and I get stuck, we proceeded to remove the situation in a businesslike manner. We collected grass from the side of the roads and lined the wheels to provide traction. Johnny and Alan arrived at the scene, puffing and panting through the mud themselves, automatically started pitching in to help, probably a little grateful to take a break from pedaling through the mud. Despite our sincere intentions, the traction didn't help so much, and the wheels still spun in my place, even after we tried pushing.
We gave up for a while, we gave up for a while,
out of the people wagon, found some mugs, sourced some tea and boiled water. We snacked on the sandwiches we'd made for ourselves that morning and rooted around for chocolate bars. We put some music on.
We snacked on the sandwiches, we snacked on the sandwiches. Music, what music, what music, what music, what music, what music.
Eventually, a red buggy trundled past us, skidding and sliding expertly, and stopped at the top of the hill we were stuck on. Two farmhands climbed out and walked out towards us, enthusiastically clapping their hands and whistling. Through their guidance, we eventually eased the people wagon out of his muddy little pit by rolling it backwards, while the rest of us pushed it from the front. We eventually got it on top of today the is day 16, more or less the same way, and we are pretty much in the Eastern Cape, all right. The green mountains and flood plains hidden amongst the winding hills and mountains have given